So just first of all, to say just thank you, just for everybody who spoke, and I'll just echo Paul in Galatians 2, where he says it's no longer I who live, but Christ in me. And so anything that you mentioned, or when it has been mentioned, it's not because of me, it is because of Christ. And all that is lacking in me is because of me and not because of Christ. So just praise God for him and for his work. But so Matt has just kind of asked me to share, really kind of basically kind of answer three questions to kind of frame, I guess, whatever this is that I'm doing. Just the first one is, you know, what is his way meant to me? The second, what is my hope for his way? And the last one, what is my hope for myself in regards to his way? And so just as far as what his way has meant to me, James said that, you know, moved over here, don't have any family here. And biologically speaking, that's true. But spiritually speaking, y'all are family to me. And y'all have been far closer to as a family to me than even my biological family. And just the answering that question, what is his way meant to me? Just this scripture came to mind. It's Psalm 16, verses 2 and 3. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. And, you know, at first those two verses kind of seem a little bit kind of in tension, contradictory. You know, how can God, I have no good apart from God, yet, on the other hand, you know, it is the saints who are all my delight. And I think the answer is, because it is through the saints that the goodness of God is revealed, that through those who have Christ in us, through y'all, Christ is God's goodness, the power of the cross, all of that's kind of revealed and manifested to me. And that's why I've just echo the scriptures, like y'all have been, you know, the delight of my life as y'all minister Christ and God to me. You know, we can talk about, you know, me leaving everything and, you know, dropping from state and kind of moving here and walking away from everything and all that, but you know, compared to what I think I would have had if I hadn't, compared to what I have now, I would just say there really wasn't a sacrifice. And that's not because it's like, you know, all me and, you know, that's just what God has done to me, or did anything in me in saying that. But I just, you know, to kind of echo Paul in Philippians 3, is like, if you ask a man to choose between a pile of dung and a pile of gold, you don't congratulate the man for choosing a pile of gold. Like, you just say, duh. And so I would just say it hasn't been a sacrifice because it's been God ministering to me in that. And just when I was thinking about making the move, just the kind of the growing conviction of my kind of the last 2 years when I was at State was just the centrality of the local church in the place of believer. Just to the point where I think I would express it this way, just saying that apart from being involved in a local church, other than being biblical to scripture, I didn't see any confidence for me to actually stay in the faith and persevere. Obviously, my faith is in God. He will persevere in me, but it is through the means of this local church. And I would even just say, you know, it's kind of this idea of, you know, man, Robert, you're kind of crazy to kind of leave everything to join a local church and all that. It's like, I've almost come to the point now, it's like, no, I think everybody else is crazy for having it so low on the priorities. That may not mean just leaving everything and moving to another state. But yeah, that's been God walking through y'all and kind of bringing me to that spot. I guess I just the second thing is just my hope for his way. This is Philippians 2, 1 through 5. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others as more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. And just my hope would be that Christ and his death and his resurrection would be so before our eyes as a church that it would transform how we see and how we serve one another. It would transform how we actually interact with the people outside of these walls and sharing the gospel. maybe just ensure that we would be a people who are just completely in love with God, all about the gospel. Just to say it this way, I wish we would live a life that didn't, that would not make sense if Christ was not alive, if he was not, had not come to, died and raised for our life. Like, if we can kind of look at our lives and say, hey, if my life does not make sense, if Christ was had not actually risen, there's something wrong. Like, our lives should look radically different because of what God has done for us. And that would just be my hope in our heart, that as we continue to see and savor Christ together, that he would transform us and give us the mind of Christ so that we could count others as more significant than ourselves, so that we would have a passion for the gospel to get out to the people in our lives, to our families, to our friends, and even just seeing the gospel as the kind of the primary thing that we all need, not just people who don't have the gospel now, but even ourselves. Like, the answer to the sin that we still have within us now is Christ, and it's the gospel that we are with him, that he has united us to him, that he has paid the penalty for our sins, that he is united with us, him to us, that he has actually killed the sin in us. Like, those are truths we need to be reminded of, those truths we need to be meditating on, and just that we as a body, that would be the thing that is all we're always coming back to. It's always kind of framing and shaping our conversations, and even our actions and our thoughts and just our prayers for one another. And then finally, what is my hope for myself? This is Colossians 1, 29 and 30. We prayed through this as a leadership team a couple weeks ago. A few more verses before that as well, but this is 29 and 30. Christ we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. And I guess that would just describe my life. I guess it's one that Christ would be proclaimed, at all times and in every way. Just that more and more he would just make his way into and control and dictate, my conversations, my thoughts. I would just say, especially kind of outside these walls, but even in here, that I would always just be, seeking to proclaim Christ, warning of the dangers of sin, teaching in all wisdom. We kind of mentioned kind of encouraging, the things that I have done that have been encouraging for you, but one of the things that I definitely want to grow in is the positive aspect of encouraging. I'm encouraging kind of indirectly because I'm proclaiming what is God's true, but actually taking my, hey, I want to encourage you in this area. Kind of a positive, intentional sense, or just an area I want to grow in that is kind of built up in this. But again, the goal of Paul in all this is saying he wants to present everyone as mature in Christ. Like, the great work of God is to present us as a body, all of the church, as a bride who is blameless, who is without blemish, and he does call all of us as a part to play in that we might actually have a part in one another's sanctification and one another's knowledge and maturity in Christ. And just that would just be my life work, my life ambition, and that would just continue to grow in me. And then that last verse is really the key to all of it. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that powerfully works in me. That there's nothing in me that can actually accomplish any of those things, only Christ in me. And just growing more and more in the knowledge of Christ and the love of Christ, and just even just resting all the more on his work, both in me and through me.